Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Yeh B'Dvaro.
There's a well-known maaser with Reb Chaim Ozu Gudzinski. It was 1 year Sukkis in Vilna, and a certain Talmud Chacham came to visit the Golda Hador, the Posek Gador of Chaim Ozu Gudzinski, and the Rebbetzin answered the door and said, "I'm so sorry, but my husband isn't feeling well. He's not going to be able to join you in the sukkah." He says, "In that case, I'll leave." He says, "Chalila Machas, he'll be so upset if he doesn't find out that at least he came into the sukkah, he had a shtickle mazayna, something to eat, something to drink." So he says, "Okay, Masayna, I'll give the mishpoch and the nachasuch," and the tamachokum sits down in the sukkah. A couple of minutes go by, and none other than Reb Chaim Ozu himself comes into the sukkah. And you can tell that he pushed it, wasn't well. The Golador clearly wasn't feeling well. And he's there in a robe, and he comes into the sukkah, and the Talmud Chacham says, "Rebbe, Rebbe, Hakaya Dua, we all know that if it's Tyrus, put them in a sukkah. And you don't have to come join me." He says, "Ein Echanami, if it's Tyrus, put them in a sukkah. I, but if it's Tyrus, not put them from the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchid. Oh, it's the mitzvah sukkah, you're right, but I still have achnosis orchim, shams, kukham, zayinim, and beis, gedol achnosis orchim, yosir, mikabolus, pnei ashkina." Avram Avinu interrupts his discussion with the Eibishter to be machnes oreach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes in Alicha Shlomo, if you're running out to catch the last mincha in town mitzibor, and a guest comes knocking at the door, halacha lemaisa, what do? You tell the guest, "Hold on, just wait a little bit. Let me go out to mincha, and I'll come back." Paskins or shol mazal mano avada gedolach nosus orchem yosem ekamos v'shchina. It translates into a practical nafkamina lealocha. First, you take care of the orchem, even if it means that you're going to have to forfeit the kabbalas for neshchina as a tefillah mitzibor. Paskins or shol mazal mano alicha shlomo. You pass on the minion, the tefillah b'tzibur, in order to chaperai, to take care of the guest, came knocking at the door. Mishpocha magazine a couple of months ago, they were interviewing a yid who knew this Valka Rav, Rav David Lifshitz, from Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Ochon, and he says one story that I'll never forget, as that he came once with his wife, and Rav David wasn't expecting him to come with his wife. I came with his wife, and Rav David said, "Did you daven mincha yet?" And he says, "No." He says, "Okay, we're going to daven mincha." He says, "So how come we're not going out to shul?" He says, "What? Gedol achnos esorchem, yosu mekabal esponi ashkina." He says, "I was planning, but now that you came with your wife, we can't go in and leave the two of us, and we're going to leave your wife here all by herself. Chas v'sholom. Gedol achnos esorchem, yosu mekabal esponi ashkina." And Rav David Lifshitz and Samaka Rav gave up the last minion, and he davened the yechidus with this yid in the house. He says, "I never forget that. That's a gold hador. We got it wrong. Minya. Hachanosis Orchim takes precedence. Hav Kadekach. And from whom do we glean such an important message? None other than the Omana Chesed himself, Avraham Avinu. He's in the Makor Alocha. We turn to this coming week's Parsha. Ve'ira Lov Hashem Eloheinu Mamreim Hu Yoshev. Pesach Ha'Oel Kecho Yom. And he is sitting at the Pesach Ha'Oel. As the Sisachom explains in Rashi, what does Rashi need to bavon? What does he need to explain? Zokt Rashi, Lirasim Yesh over Veshaviach Nisim Abeso. Why would a Chaylet Yom Shlishi Lemiloso? And what does a Chaylet do? He sits in his bed. He stays in the air conditioned tent. At least to get a little bit of protection, a little bit of shade. And what's he doing? He's sitting outside. Why all to wait? Maybe I'm going to chaperai in the mitzvah of Achnosis Orchid. Writes the Baal HaTurim, Yoshev Pesach Oel is gematria l'hachnus es ha'orchim. Why is he sitting outside? For no other reason but what? To be makavel the orchim. So state in Pasuk, he's sitting outside, kichom hayom. What's kichom hayom? Sisachom explains. What's bothering Rashi is it can't just be stop the heat of the afternoon. And Rashi takes us to the Gemara Bava Metzia, Pei Vavam Abeis, that Darshan's, what we'll see in a second, that Hashem was Motzi Chama Min Artika. What's bothering Rashi? At the end of the day, how do you know there was a special heat? Maybe Balavochi, it was a very hot day. Phoenix, Arizona, this past summer, you had temperatures reaching up to the 115, 120 degrees. Maybe it was not a very hot day. No, then it would say, the lotion should be bichom ayom, in the heat of the day. What's kichom ayom? It must be like another home where it says, Malachi gimu yates, where it talks about, inei hayom, ba, boer, kitanur, like that home. It's kichom, it's like another heat that we know in Tanakh. It must be excruciatingly hot. And afapikein, Avram is sitting outside. What level of heat are we talking about? Something atypical, something that was clearly Yotzei min haklal. Kachol hayom zok de'ed le'garashi apichazal above metzia. Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Min Artika, took out the sun from its casing. Shalol HaTricha Baruch Hu, he didn't want to bother Avraham Avinu with guests. This way it's such a hot day, everyone's staying home, they're all watching Netflix. No one's going to bother Avraham Avinu. I'm only talking about the goyim who are watching Netflix. The yidden avado, the yidden never heard of Netflix. And the fisher om et star shalohayu orchem boyim hevi amalochem olav edemus hanoshim. And since Eibushter saw that Avraham was metstar, there were no guests coming. So what did he do? Hevi amalochem olav edemus hanoshim. As the Nachlas Yaakov points out, Eibushter was going to send the malochem imanoshach. He needed this one to share the besur and this one to heal mechulei. But why did he send them down edemus hanoshim to provide Avraham Avinu with the opportunity that he so pined for, that he so longed for, to fulfill the Hachnas Areya Kematria Hu Yoshef Pesach Oel the Hachnas Esa Orchim. Eibushter does what? He says, you know what? I'm going to send him the Anoshim. I'm going to send him the guests. Big Kasha writes the Sefer Kamotzei Sholo Rav Givaldiga collection of different Shtiklach Tyre brings from the Shalos Hatshuvas Lechem Shlomo. Writes the Lechem Shlomo by Shlomo Zalman Aaron Reich. A gewaldige shtickel that he says in the name of his grandfather. Yes, to me a gedola. A frekt the lechem Shlomo when his chubis in Orchaim Simitzani Ches. So let's go through what happened over here. The Eibushter Chazal tell us was Hotzi Chama Min Artiko, because the Eibushter didn't want to be Matriach. Then he saw that Avraham Avinu wanted nothing more but to have Orchim. He says, okay, I'll send him Orchim. Said Eibushter knows that Avraham Avinu is going to... See, he knows that he's going to have to answer Avraham Avinu. If that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. So what are you wasting time being Motzi Chama Min Artiko? Don't be Motzi the Chama Min Artiko. Let him have the guest. You know, Nemi Monoshach, you're going to bring in the guest. So why'd you have to do it in such an event? Why'd you have to be Motzi Chama Min Artiko? So you're not going to be Matriachim. Oh, but then we're going to see how badly he is. Such an insatiable desire, so longing to do the mitzvah, Chanasas Orchim, and now I'll send him guests. Eibushter, just don't send the Chama Min Artiko. And Mamela, the guests are going to come. And we know how badly Avraham Avinu wanted shaked in the Midrash Rabbah. He sent Eliezer Yoshev as a Kan Beso, Zokin V'Yoshev Yeshiva. He sent them out to the field. He says, go find me guests. Eliezer came back and says, I looked, I searched all over, and Avabikin, I couldn't find any guests. Avraham Avinu, you popped on the Kol HaDeis, Yom Etzar, Yom Shlishi, Yom Eloso. It's Mamash 120 plus degrees outside, and you sent your Eliezer to go find the guests, and they couldn't find anybody. Who's going to be outside in the middle of the desert on a day like today? And still, the Eibushter sees what a tshuka amitis he has for the mitzvah. Eibushter sends him the Malachim, the Demus HaNosh, and we know the rest of the story. So what's going on here? Why did Hashem just not be Motzi Chama Min Artiko in the first place? So he brings from the Yaros Devash, the Halig Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz, Chalik Aleph and Drush Dalid, Azak Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz. Zamais in the Gemara Tainus, Chafayim and Aleph, Rachanina Mendoza, he was utterly destitute, poor as can be. So what do? They sent him from Shammai and a regal Shulchan Mizah, a golden leg of a table. And what happened? His wife said, I don't want it. Why? Because she had a dream that all the other tzaddikim are sitting on a Gan Eden by a beautiful table that has four legs. But she saw that they were only sitting by a shulchan that had two legs. The mashma that what? We're getting a schar in Olam Haba. We're getting here in Yisru. And I don't want it. I don't want to go in and take any schar, any nikoin from the zechuyas awaiting us in Olam Haba. She was mespal of a chulei, and that's it. And they went back to the state of total destitution. What's going on over here? Zogt of Yonas and Eifshitz. You might think, who has the greater zechus, the Ani or the Ashir? The Ani can't give any money to Tzedakah. The Ani can never be Mekayim. The mitzvah of Tzedakah Kidaboy, the Ashir has all the money in the world. He has chance, opportunity, day in and day out, to write the checks, chulei, credit card. He's putting all this, Kavali Tzedakah, he's a philanthropist. Lachari, you might say, he has the greater zechus. No, Rabbi Yonasan Eishitz is Mechani. She doesn't have the greater zechus. Why? Show me an Ashir who does the mitzvah 100% Pishlei Musa. To do it 100% the Shem Shemayim. He's giving it anonymously, and there are no names in any buildings, and nobody knows about it. And no, Mamish, Alashem Shemayim 100%. And even if nobody knows about it, he feels good. Feels good. And what about the guilt if he wouldn't be giving all that money to the White Shul? And we make him feel mighty guilty. And what about the great feeling he has when he's writing those checks to the White Shul? Give all the God. Feels great. Even if nobody knows about it, it's a good feeling. So how many of them are giving solely the Shem Shemayim? Are they going to get a Tolam Haba, all the Ashirim, and finally they get Givaldika brownie points? Chalk it all up. For the Asher, he's got a lot of mitzvahs, but he didn't do it for Shlei Musa. Mashenki in the Adi. And the Adi says, Eibushter, if I would win the Powerball, I'm telling you, Eibushter, I would give, 50% of the money. I'll give 100%. You know, I'll give you 99%. I'll keep 100,000. I'll give it all the way to Tzedakah. The Ani means it. As Dr. Yonos and I shit. The Ani would want nothing more but to do the mitzvah Tzedakah b'shleimus. He would want to give it all away. So what? Hashem is mitzariv machshava tovla ma'isa kedushin lamitzesu base. Brachos daf avam and aleph lechoshei shmo. Misha choshev lasis ma'isa mitzvah menenas neshav kilo asa. The Ani wants nothing more but to do the ma'isa. What can he do? On his rechman patre, he doesn't have the money, but his machshava, he wants to do it b'shleimus. So the Ani is going to get more schar because it's going to be neshav kilo asa, and that'll be 100% of the ashir. All his personal negias will detract and diminish from the schar that he's going to get from the mitzvah. So the Ani is even greater. Amela, based on the Yarev Stavash, comes the Lechem Shlomo and he says, Gevaldik in the name of his grandfather. Ah, Ravino Kayadu, what was the Amar HaChesed? Zor Chodesh Chukas, Peidah Lomim and Aleph, Avig Maral, the Gron of us, Aleph Beis, Allah Tola Vodah Gmila Sassan, the one who was the Amar HaChesed of holding the world, that was none other than Avram Avinu. Elawat, he says, but even by Avram Avinu and the Maisets and Nefesh HaChaim already, even the greatest Tzaddikim, they still can't do a mitzvah 100% of the Shing Musa. After the Achidah from Eitz and Nast overall, it's a little bit of Shemetz, of a Shtikl Negiah, even Avram Avinu, the Amar HaChesed, and maybe he's not doing it 100% of the Shem Shammai. It's not the mamish to the max. At the end of the day, Avram Avinu, you know, Ebsher, he felt good on his level, on the Daksha Dakas level. And Tzadikim themselves cannot do 100% of Shlemos. Ebsher wanted to give Avram Avinu the greatest amount of schar. So what did he do? First, he exempted him from the Maisa Mitzvah. At first, he did what? Instead of bringing him guests right away, he was Hotzi Chama Min Atika. And now, as Onus Rachana Patri is 130 degrees outside, they're not going to be any guests. Avram Avinu Yepoter. And still, Avrinu is Metzdar. He's Metzdar. Over now, she'll call Solorchem, and all he wants is to have guests. Lachilim of the Shamshim of a Godel Hatzar Vashtaikikos. Nishlam Schorov Taklas Hashlemus. Avistar, I wish I could do it. I want nothing more but to do it. In Machshoven, he was Potel Legami, Alokal Mesa. And now he gets a schar. But now Avistar says, okay, he already got the schar. And I see that even after he got the schar, he still wants so badly to do it, even though he knows that he's Potter. He's still not going into his tent. Saying, Avistar, look, I tried. You gave me. And still he's staying outside. You know what? Then Hamishter says, I'm going to send him the guest. That's Alechem Shlomo Chaim Simatzani Ches, a Givaldik. But we're not done. At the end of the day, a Givaldik, Otsi Chaman Atzika, but perhaps there's another Indian here as well. We know the Osugian Megillah, Haman was Osid. Had to go ahead and collect all the shkolim, and there was a big tightness. So what did Abishur do? Hikdim shkolim shkleim the shkolov. Abishur says, "Ki see so, and let's have the schus go in and proceed. Klai so is going to collect the shkolim. The fianias daiti." And I said part of this Indian over in the White Shul Sukkah by Simcha Shuei Ben Simcha Shuei Shuei years ago. And we have a well-known Gemara Meseches Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And the future of the Yom HaSol, I'm going to come today and say, very nice, you're giving it in and all the schar. If you had given us the Torah, all the mitzvahs, we'd also do the Tariq mitzvahs. And Avishter says, I'll give you a mitzvah kala, no chisarn kiss, and I'll give you what? A mitzvah kala called Sukkah. Sounds a lot like Hotzi Chama Minatika. He does what? He takes out Mamsh, the hottest of weather from the summer months, takes out the 120 degree Phoenix weather. So they all kick the Sukkah and they leave. Fred the Gemoros, I Amarota Hina Kershul Chabad B'Chorni Rabbi Yosef Mishum Yisrael Anami Zimne Demashkel Tzukubas Tamas Al Chaga VaHavi Lutzara and Hamarava Mitzdar Potem in Asukah and Fred the Gemor and Hina Potter Miyutim Imamati Ena Chanami. If it's very hot outside, Mitzdar Potem in Asukah, we want to go in and kick it. At the end of the day. But Lamaisa, where's the Raya? Where's the Raya? What does David Shur do? I'm going to give you Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was Machnas Erech, and it says he was Omen Aleim Tachas Eitz. Which the Gemara says, Mamatia Pei Vav Amareus was like the Anon. And the Gemara even says that Beschus Avram Avinu stood over them. That's why we got the Ananiah covered. That's one of the reasons why we got Ananiah covered. Avram Avinu, the Uma Solom again, a Taina. Look, we're kicking it. Efshur, it's not just that Klaius Solom doesn't kick it. It's that, what do you see? Even Avram Avinu, the one who started out Klaius. So even when he was Lamaisa Potter from Machnosus Orchim, because of the very hot weather, and still he wanted to do it. Lefinias Daiti, it's not just Klaiso, but Utemi Mavati, the Haino Klaiso, we wouldn't kick the Sukkah. Lefinias Daiti, it's more than that. It's not just that we wouldn't kick the Sukkah. It's a Klaiso, it's a Yai, we would Mamish be Mitzdar, Amishta, we want to sit in the Sukkah. Not just that we wouldn't kick, it's Mamish Lafuke. The Goyim Mamish kicked the Sukkah, Yai, we don't want, not interested. Klaiso, not only do we not kick the Sukkah, What do we see from the Avraham Avinu? That when we're taka potek, it's 100 degrees outside, we're still pining, we're still longing, we want nothing more. I'm about to go ahead and sit in the sukkah, filu hachi. Avraham Avinu says, I'm not going inside. That already is kilu bebechinas. Eibushter is makdim, the shkolim of Klai Yisrael, so that there won't be any taina. Eibushter already is makdim. The hotzi chama min atikah by Avraham Avinu, we want to run into. And we're still not done. And why would it be the sun? Couldn't Eibushter send down the rains? How many people here ever left the sukkah because it got too hot? How many people ever left the sukkah because it's burning hot? What's the most reason why we leave the sukkah? Either it's too cold, or it's what, or it's raining, it's windy. So why do Eibushter have to be Mashana the Tevel? Let's bring Tkuvas Tamas into the month of October. And why not go ahead, send the rain, send the things that are dark as Shalom. Olam HaKim and HaGanogi, Phineas Daiti. So many ways and so many means at the Eibushter's disposal. Phineas Daiti, and what was the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was Rosh Emunah, he was Rosh Ma'aminim, he brought the Shem Yisrael down to the world. He came Lafuki Avodah Zarah, he was learning and wrote to hundreds of prokim in Meseches Avodah Zarah v'chulei. Amela, Avraham Avinu starts out Klai Yisrael. Avraham Avinu is the one writes the Meshech Chochem Parshas Lech Lecha. Until Avraham Avinu, everybody was worshipping the sun. They worshipping the sun. They said, God put the sun up in the heavens up high, and people are worshipping the sun. What was it called? The Mor HaGadol. Oh, the Mor HaGadol. Very impressive. It's magnificent. Celestial sphere. Let's start bowing down. Zotu Meir Simcha. After Avraham Avinu stepped up to the world stage, what's the name and the only name by which we refer to the sun throughout the rest of Tanakh? Do we ever see it again as Mor HaGadol Levad? What's the name of the sun? The Shemesh, right to me, a Simcha. Avraham Avinu brought to the world what? It's not the Mor HaGadol. It's just the Shemesh to be Meshamesh. It's just Meshamesh, the Borei Olam. That's why it's called the Shemesh. It's whole tachlis. It's just to serve the Eibushter. Stop serving the sun. It's only a servant itself. Avraham Avinu introduced to the world. World, stop worshipping the sun. In the end of the day, it's not the sun. It's, what do you think the first mitzvah Klai Yisrael gets when we leave Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, they were the first ones who invented the sundial. They were the ones who were the first ones who invented the solar calendar. They worship the sun, Ra, Re, the sun god. They even were the first ones to invent an umbrella. It doesn't rain in Egypt. Avada, an umbrella from the sun. They worship the sun. I and Robert A. Levine, Geography and Time. They gave us the solar calendar, sundial, Vachulei. They won the whole society. Bildra, you're going to leave Mitzrayim. What do you do? First Mitzvah says, forget the sun, you're going after the moon. Comes the loss of love, Eibushter says, Avada. I could send them storms, I could send them the cold, I could send the wind like everybody else sometimes. It's a little cold, it's a little rainy, and the whole Sugyan Sukkah, Ashava Kitan Apana Bechule, I could have sent the rain. Eibushter says, no. Loss of love, Umas Olam, what am I going to do? I'm going to send your son. And your son, Avraham Avinu says, even when the sun, you think the sun is shining on me, it's 130 degrees, you think the sun controls me. Allah Fuki, I'm not interested in the sun. The sun can exert all its power, all its influence, and still it's not going to beat me. I'm going to go with my Echnos HaSorchit. Eibushter says, and now I'm going to send the sun against the Umas Olam. Who's going to kick them out of the sukkah? I don't even have to kick them out of the sukkah. I'm going to send their God. I'm going to send the one that they worshipped. He's going to kick them out of the sukkah. Klai Yisrael. We're going to be like Avraham Avinu. Even then, we're going to still want to send a sukkah. And if not, we're going to want nothing more. Not just stam, more than the Gemara. Not just, we wouldn't be mabayit. We would be longing for the mitzvah like Avraham Avinu. And that's why we would get the Schar B'Shli Musa. And that's the Nekudas HaChilik between Klai Yisrael and the Umas Olam. And where is that? The Meseches Avodah Zarah Bifrat, because it was Avraham Avinu who came to give us Emuna, Lafuki Avodah Zarah, La'asalavu. It's all going to be Be'ikvas, what Avraham Avinu brought to the table. Dafka Meseches Avodah Zarah do we have? The Chilik between us and the Masolim, Dafka Yidei the Shemesh, the Gavaldi Ganach, Ali Shor, in the Daf Yomi room tonight, 19:30, we're talking about Emuna. We'll see you there, Mitzvah Shemek at the Nach. College, please.